We have a bad movie to watch. Who volunteers as tribute?
Well, shit, I guess we have to now.
Fuck.
Attention shoppers. Today's 69 cent special is a two-pack.
TJ Cole and Kevin Smith.
Welcome.
That's it.
I didn't have a thing planned. Hold on. Oh, well. Welcome to 69 cent special. Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
do you want me to put effort into it?
Maybe.
All right. I'll put some goddamn effort into
fucking
it.
Fucking shit, dude.
Welcome to 69 cent special.
What's that? Were you just puffing out your chest?
I was gonna do it really deep, but then it would be funnier if I did it really soft.
69 cent special, where I hold my breath for 6 minutes to make myself look buff.
God, I drooled all over my face.
He really did.
One.
He really did.
Anyway,
we have a bad movie.
We have a bad one. This is our first DVD.
We don't just watch VHSs.
No.
Because, frankly, I'm a little scared we're going to break the VCR.
It's kind of old.
So we have a DVD here. One thing I'd like to point out before we even talk about the DVD, like the contents of the DVD, I want to talk about the DVD itself.
Yeah, please do.
Because like all DVDs that we buy for this show, it's pristine.
It is pristine. No one
has watched this movie.
Either that or they only used like white satin gloves whenever they watched it.
Someone put way too much like effort
and care
into this DVD that does not deserve it whatsoever.
No. And speaking of not deserving care, this DVD is called Children of the Hunt. And if you are familiar at all with trends in young adult novels or movies...
This is based on Harry Potter, right?
Yes, absolutely. It is Harry Potter, the one with the girl that shoots bows and arrows.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I got it wrong. This is Percy Jackson, right?
No, 50 Shades of Grey. The premier young adult novel.
Well, two of those words are right.
Yeah.
Young and novel.
Yeah. Oof. But, so it looks like... Like sort of a, it's not by the Asylum,
no,
as far as I can tell, but it looks like an Asylum mockbuster.
No, it's by R Squared Films.
Okay.
This does not list the director on the back.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it didn't have one. It was just a bunch of actors that owned a camera. No one was directing them. No one at all.
From the back of this, no one was writing.
Yeah, let's get to that one.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I am. No.
We didn't, unlike our last few, we didn't do any research on this because fuck it.
Yeah.
If you look at this like cover, it is almost exactly the cover from
Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games 1.
Yep. It's girl, heroine with bow, shooty McBow.
The earth is in the background.
It says the word games.
It does say the word games on the cover. The tagline is, let the games begin.
Yeah. So I assume this is a documentary about the Olympics. Well, the child murder Olympics.
Otherwise known as the Olympics. Not to get political.
All right.
The second tagline on the back is, man is the game, survival is the rule. So the back.
Yes.
In the
perfect.
Yet another in the saga of Kevin can't read.
In the diopsody.
It's the third word. I fucked up the third word. I don't have dyslexia because I can read it like fine.
Mm-hmm.
I just have like stupid tongue.
Got a case of dumb mouth.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Smith. Your son has
dumb mouth.
Your son's got an idiot mouth.
Ugh. His IQ's fine. His mouth's IQ.
Real bad.
Real bad.
We're not going to send him to speech class, though.
It's hard to separate his mouth for special ed.
Can't just pop off the bottom half of his You like doing that
noise. I love that noise. Anyway.
In the dystopian future of 2052, mankind has devolved into two extremes of haves and have-nots. You know, like the dystopian present of 2018.
Yeah, and the dystopian past
of all.
Anything that was capitalistic.
Yeah, all time.
Yeah.
Those with the means have become so decadent that, if they wish, they have the power to hunt and kill another human being.
Oh, no.
Those without the means have become the hunted.
No. Okay. I got it.
Like, that's the
core dichotomy.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
The Brotherhood of Mars Corporation. It's the Brotherhood of Mars Corporation.
Okay.
Not the Brotherhood of Mars Corporation.
No, it's the Brotherhood of Mars Corporation.
Correct.
Okay.
The Brotherhood of Mars Corporation controls the battlefield where the hunts are staged. When the Brotherhood casts out one of their own, Morgan, into the dangerous wilderness, he must quickly adapt and join a struggling tribe of survivors.
Hmm.
We have one named character, and it's a dude, and it's not the lady on the cover.
Hmm. Okay, I'm confused.
There, he meets Naomi.
Ah!
A beautiful and resourceful young woman who's deadly with her bow.
I wonder who she is.
She's probably the Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the background there, yeah.
Just when they learn to trust each other, the Brotherhood of Mars have sent out their most deadly hunters to track them down. Let the games begin.
Oh, they said their tagline.
We have a list of actors on the back.
Oh, okay. See if I recognize any of them.
Darren Dalton.
Nope.
From The Land That Time Forgot, Red Dawn, and The Outsiders.
Nothing.
He's going to be old.
Yeah.
Because he's in The Outsiders.
Well, was Red Dawn the one with the Warriors? No, that's
the Wolverines. That's
the Wolverines, sorry. Something with Soviets.
It is with Soviets.
Yeah.
Unless he was in the Korean one.
Mm.
Where it was Koreans that it invaded instead of Russia.
Oh, okay.
Alexander Thomas from The Watch, at Cabin Fever 2, and The Fifth Quarter. Juan Carlos Guzman of Iborgs, Death Sentence, and what?
Fucking Iborgs.
Yeah, Iborgs.
Is that like iRobot or like I? Like
it's eyeball. Iborg.
Oh, shit. Nice.
Like cyborg, but with an I.
Ah, man.
Not the letter I. I realize you can't see me.
Yeah, the physical I.
They're in podcast land. I mean like an eyeball.
Yeah.
And he's also in Death Sentence and Asylum.
Oh, there's a mention of Asylum.
Yeah, but this isn't that.
Right.
Jake Adams from Napoleon Dynamite and The Fifth Quarter.
I wonder what he was in Napoleon Dynamite. Probably not going to recognize him.
We might.
It might be janitor number two.
Yeah, I think most of these people were... This next one is going to throw you.
Okay.
David Stevens.
Okay.
From Punch Drunk Love, Soda Springs, and The Flybo. The last one is cut off a little bit by the price tag.
Oh.
And I don't want to remove the price tag because I'm lazy.
Okay.
I assume it's The Flyboy.
Flyboy or Flybot.
Flybot could be it. But Punch Drunk Love is a movie starring Adam Sandler.
It is. It's like an Adam Sandler movie that's not an Adam Sandler movie.
So probably pretty good.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Okay. So a bunch of unknowns.
Or relative unknowns.
I expected that.
Darren Dalton might be almost recognizable.
Okay.
Because I've seen The Outsiders.
Mm-hmm.
I know of Red Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no idea what The Land That Time Forgot is about.
No, I think it was about dinosaurs at some point.
That's what I would assume.
Yeah. But
also, I assume that Land of the Lost was about dinosaurs, and there's dinosaurs in that.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or is it just Sleestaks? I don't know.
Fuck.
Who knows? I haven't watched a whole lot of classic TV because I am young.
I don't watch a lot of classic TV because all I watched as a kid were SpongeBob and Bill Nye. And if that's not classic...
That explains so much about you.
It really does.
All I watched as a kid was Legends of the Hidden Temple.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
And that's it.
Yeah. Just...
When that wasn't on, I was playing Super Nintendo.
Green Monkey? Team Green Monkey? Or
I think it was Purple Monkeys.
Purple Monkeys. Purple Monkeys Majesty.
Do you have any expectations for this film?
Bad...
That's it. I do expect really low production values.
Yes.
The photo on the back is really, really bad.
Well, I can already tell that no one understands the concept of uniform scaling of pictures, because that's obviously vertically stretched. I like that dude on the right who's just screaming next to the dude on the right who's also just screaming.
I think they're in a battle cry.
Yeah, I think that's like, because that's got to be Naomi in the middle there.
Yeah.
And being like, we're gonna hunt down the rich people or something. I don't know. This is categorized as a horror thriller.
I don't buy that one bit.
I don't buy the horror part at all.
I don't expect to be thrilled.
No. I don't know what else. I mean, I think everything's in the same... Oh, no, that's not the same font. What else we got on here? What else can I... Yeah, they don't list... They don't have any of the standard, like...
Well, this didn't come out in theaters.
Right. The movie bottoms, whatever they call those.
Movie bottoms.
Yeah. Okay.
Otherwise known as actors. Sex joke.
Got him. Apparently, this DVD case is patent pending.
The case itself?
It's called the Eco Box. It has a giant recycling symbol to not use as much plastic. I think I bumped the mic with it, too, so congratulations.
That's going to be great for recycled audio.
Yep, and then this is from 2012.
That was right in the middle of Hunger Games Fever.
Yeah. I read the first book and a half of Hunger Games.
I've had Hunger Games explained to me, and I've had people rant about it to me, because it's not spectacular, and the movies are worse.
I haven't seen any of the movies.
Apparently the movies get a lot wrong. Yeah, so I'm not expecting anything brilliant out of this.
No, I don't... I'm not expecting, like, to be astonished by how bad it is.
No. This is really going to bring up, like, the difference between, like... an artfully bad movie and just a movie that's a chore to watch.
Yeah, something like artfully bad is like The Room or anything by Neil Breen.
With the exception of Double Down.
Right.
Because The Double Down is just a chore to watch.
Exactly. Or like Troll 2.
Yeah.
Or I'm trying to think of other ones. Maybe Miami Connection.
Birdemic.
Whereas the chore to watch is like Birdemic 2.
90% of movies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you can think of.
Like, you might disagree there in movie land, but I think most of the stuff by Studio Brickendo, those like those ripoffs, like What's Up,
or Cars just, Life 2,
are just impossible to watch.
Oh, they're tedious.
It's you don't want to have eyes or ears anymore.
It's hard to quantify. Like, but you'll know it when you see it.
It's like pornography.
Yeah.
You know it when you see it.
Yeah, you know what you like when you see it.
No, I mean, you don't know about that? A judge was asked to define, like, pornography.
Oh, uh-huh.
And he was like, I can't define it, but I know it when I see it.
I mean...
Which, kinda.
Kinda, yeah.
Because, like, you can have, like, an artsy-fartsy picture of two people going at it.
Mm-hmm.
And that might not be pornography because it's shot in such a way that, like... it's more about the intimacy between them and their connection rather than, you know, the jackhammering.
Yep. One night in China.
I wish you didn't bring that up.
You're welcome.
I wish you had never said that to me ever again.
Nice use of both tenses in that sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job. It was such a bad thing to say that I fucked up your sense of grammar.
No, I mean that, like, you told it to me previously, and I wish you had never done that this second time.
Well, there you go. I'm full of surprises.
To your detriment.
Yes.
To my detriment.
Yes. Not my detriment. I'm having a fucking blast.
Speaking of blast, let's blast this from our ass.
Oh, God.
She dropped the kids off at the pool. Running on him on her pool.
Fuck, dude.
That movie was more fun than I expected.
That was way more fun. Still bad.
Oh, god awful.
It was still bad, but it was fun bad.
Yeah, it was like... It was a little bit like if you badly made Starship Troopers
mixed with The Most Dangerous Game,
mixed with Predator.
That too. Yeah, it was fun. After the movie, we did some very quick research because one of the last things we saw at the end of the credits was dedicated to the in loving memory of Adam Ross, who was the guy who wrote the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, wait, is he dead? And we did a little research. So the DVD we had was released in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
The movie was originally released in 2009, yes. 2008, 2009 in there somewhere. And apparently Adam Ross died suddenly in 2009.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, fuck. He passed away. That's really sad.
Are we going to feel bad making fun of this movie?
No, because we genuinely liked it, too.
It was very enjoyable. It's not often that you, like, troll for bad movies and you find a so bad it's good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm genuinely impressed with the quality that this managed to eke out.
Yes. Like, it was nowhere near, like, great.
No, I would not show this to most.
No, but it was super fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this... The scene with the kid falling down the goddamn hatch was one of the funniest visual gags I've seen.
A surprisingly good visual gag, too.
Yeah.
So,
do we want to do a very brief overview of it?
We did. It was the story on the back. That's it.
That's true.
That's basically the plot of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yep.
For about 2 minutes of establishing what the deal is, and then how long is this movie?
86 minutes.
And then 84 minutes of the rest of the movie. You know what? Like, the first act is 2 minutes long.
Right. Yeah.
And then second
act... It's, like, super fast-paced.
And then the second act is, like... Feels like 80 minutes long.
Yeah.
And the last 6 minutes are just...
Denouement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was... Yeah, the pacing was a little all over the place, but...
It would jump a lot from really, really fast to just plotting.
Yeah.
Just on with
it. A lot of, like, slow movement through a forest. But...
This movie's got something for everybody, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's got action. It's got laughs.
Got a little tongue-in-cheek.
It's got a little bit of rom-com in there.
A little bit of rom-com. Tiny bit. It's got a kid nearly dying. We don't even... Do we know if he got killed at the end?
Oh, he definitely
got killed. He definitely got shot while carrying his IV bag.
Yeah, so that kid gets shot 3 times total. Once in the back by an arrow. Once in the butt. Ass by an arrow.
Yep.
And then once definitely in the face by a machine gun.
Yeah. While screaming about root beer in his IV.
Oh, he had root beer. That was definitely soda.
It was definitely soda. So, yeah, he... Like, this is not explained on the back. But, like, there's a group that go on a hunt.
Mm-hmm. And we get, like, stat cards for them.
Yeah, we only get the plot about Morgan. So we don't get, like, the side catalyst plot. Which was, we have a group going on a hunt. This is after Morgan was said, like, hey, you're part of the hunted now.
Right, but the reason why I didn't bring that up is because they don't matter.
Sure. But this is how we get a kid getting shot in the ass with an arrow.
That's true. So there's a group of people that are going in for a hunt, and we get, like, stat cards for them. And the basic premise of the movie, as we explained earlier, but in case you forgot, it's been a long time.
Yeah, at least 15 minutes.
At least 2 minutes.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
And they're rich people that have come to hunt the poor, basically.
Yes.
And... It doesn't go well.
No.
For them. No. They get ambushed because...
Well, one of the dudes gets cocky, and he sees
the weird German guy.
The weird German guy sees... he sees... Morgan. And they're like, oh, I'm going to fight. And
I'm going to fight you.
And then cocky German guy turns off his, like, shield suit.
Because...
We'll get to those.
Oh.
And has, like, a weird magical staff with a knife taped to the end of it. And starts fighting him, and then Naomi fucking murderates him and cuts off his head.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, fuck, we're going to turn the hunt off now. And so they're trying to get everyone, and the kid, who is now 7 degrees of PTSD at this point.
Yeah, yeah, this kid has a panic attack immediately, and it gets worse from there.
Yeah. And so he runs, he hides.
Mm-hmm.
And then he starts trying to run back to the hatch and gets shot once in the ass. And then once in the shoulder, Eminem, all the way through.
Yep.
Then, in the single best scene I've seen in a long time,
he hobbles to the hatch that they're escaping through,
trips over the edge of it, and falls like 10 feet smack onto the concrete, and it's so goddamn funny.
We might rip that and just
I'm
watch
gonna put
it.
That in the show notes.
Yeah, yeah, just what, just that.
Oh fuck, it's just, I want
just play that on loop.
Fucking share that on Tumblr. Like,
it's good.
I'll make it a GIF, and you go to town. It's so funny.
So you mentioned the like shell suits that they have.
Yes, yes, shell suits. That was it.
I thought you called it that.
I call it a shield suit, but it's called a shell suit.
It is called a shell suit. Yeah. These are like a black semi-transparent filter put onto the actors by a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
By your 12-year-old cousin who says he can use After Effects, but yeah, like really he saw someone do it once and mm-hmm. thinks he can do it. Mm-hmm. And he does a fairly good job if it's his first time ever using After Effects, but like other than that, it's not very good.
It's one of the first things we saw in the movie.
Yeah, yeah. Because it opens with a bunch of guys like in that, and we're like, the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's going? Yeah, we had no idea. It's sort of like
nothing
open.
Was explained.
Yeah,
until like 5 or so minutes after that,
mm-hmm. And then we're like, oh, okay.
They actually explained it to the audience through a like Starship Troopers esque like ad.
Yes,
thrown in there.
Yeah,
which is interesting to me as like a way to explain the plot without like having to like exposition to the like characters. And yeah, actually it kind of reminded me, if I might get a little art student-y,
please do,
of The Big Short.
Okay.
Where in that movie it frequently cuts to a celebrity explaining something to you, the viewer, that the
that's the Margot Robbie in a bathtub sort of thing.
Margot Robbie in a bathtub, Anthony Bourdain explaining stuff using the metaphor of soup.
Okay.
Rest in peace.
Oh.
You know, stuff like that.
Yes.
It sort of seemed like that, and this movie came out before The Big Short.
Yes. When did The Big Short come out?
After 2009.
Okay, yeah. so are you saying that The Big Short was inspired by Children of the Hunt?
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying it.
Exactly.
I'm heavily implying it.
Man, okay. Let's go back to that when we were looking at the back and it said horror thriller.
Yeah, there was no horror.
No horror.
You could argue maybe the fact that she cut off a guy's head unceremoniously, but he was a dickhead.
Yeah.
Like he was, yeah. He was an antagonist.
Yeah. And it wasn't even like gratuitous body horror.
No, we don't get to see it happen.
No. You see the aftermath, her holding a head, but it's...
But it looks fake as hell.
Mm-hmm. It's not like moving or anything. That'd be terrifying.
Yeah, but like, there's no horror here.
Side note, that guy also explained rape
a lot
to a child.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess.
A lot.
Yeah. His comeuppance. What else? Man.
There wasn't a whole lot of thriller in here either.
No, I guess just action.
I guess thriller is sort of like subjective.
Yeah, it was.
Because what's thrilling to me might not be thrilling to you.
Right.
What's thrilling to Joe might not be thrilling to Tom.
I think they can get away with thriller because the whole like forests like stalking scenes,
all the predator stuff.
Yeah, yeah, which was fun. It was overall. It was overall a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. One thing I want to note: we have the DVD stopped on my TV right now. And the first thing we saw when we put in the DVD and fired up the Xbox was Children of the Hunt, play.
Yeah, the menu is just the play button.
Yeah, there's no scenes you can choose from.
There's no special features.
No, which I would have loved.
I would have loved director commentary.
Oh my God, I mean.
I would have loved kid who got shot in the ass commentary.
Dude, right? I want to shake that kid's hand.
I want to push him down a flight of stairs.
Did you say Jake Adams was... Tavis.
Full cast, please. Paul Shaw.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, he's not on
the
back.
Who is Jake Adams?
Jake Adams is native.
Oh.
He's just one of our
Do we have a picture of him?
No.
Because he was the one from Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay. Darren Dalton? Was that
Darren Dalton was Morgan? Was our boy Darren Dalton is Mayor Paulo.
Oh, is the guy in the space?
Yeah.
Okay. He was the one from
He was the leader of the tribe.
Oh, the dude with the sick katana and the headband?
Yeah. I was wrong earlier when we were talking. David H. Stevens is Morgan.
David Stevens. Yeah. He was in Punch Drunk Love, Sour Springs, and The Flybow.
Mm-hmm.
Who was Alexander Thomas? That was the kid.
Yes.
Yeah, he was in The Watch, Cabin Fever 2, and The Fifth Quarter. Juan Carlos Guzman, I assume he was one of the... I don't know.
Do you want to, real quick, just guess what his name is?
Oh, in the yeah. Juan.
Cheech.
Oh. Oh, fuck. God damn it.
David Lowe was Klaus, the German guy.
Okay, the guy that died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, now we have faces to connect to these lovely names.
Well, most of them I do not have a face.
And then Crystal Largen, I assume she was Naomi.
Crystal...
Largen?
Yeah, she is Naomi.
Okay.
And she was wonderful.
She was awesome.
Normally when you get, like, a movie where, like, there's a female character and, like, the male character, you expect her to be kind of like, you know, but...
Can you do that again? There we go.
I think that is exactly the same. You can compare the waveforms.
Yep. Let's get some audio forensics in this biz.
Zoom. Enhance.
Zoom, 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 ah, zoom.
Send it to Zoom.
02134.
Hold on. Are you going to look up Zoom now?
No, I was going to turn off this Children of the Hunt play.
Oh, okay. But she had this, like... She had this look of not bewilderment, but like she was just angry at every single thing.
Yeah, it was like
she was just
defensiveness.
Like, she was just like, the fuck are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was fantastic.
Speaking of the fuck are we talking about, our like natives.
Yeah.
Spoke.
It was interesting.
They spoke like what I assume the writer, rest in peace,
mm-hmm.
assumed, like, street gangs talked like.
Mm-hmm. It was, like, a weird mix of, like, when they were talking serious,
mm-hmm.
it was all of their colloquialisms.
Yeah.
So, like, back that ass up, stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
they would use, but then when they were talking about, like, planning or something, it was very straight.
Right.
Which you have a point about, which I do agree with. But I thought it was just an interesting take on it. It could imply some things that are a little weird. But overall, I thought it was interesting from a linguistics standpoint. But I'm talking about linguistics in a movie called Children of the Hunt.
right.
2009.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, on the budget of $3.
Yeah, we don't even know what currency. but it was made in North Carolina. But anyway.
So... I'm not 100% sure what to make of that. You are right that it would be, like, interesting linguistically because, like, yes, they're supposed to be poor people.
Mm-hmm.
These mm-hmm. people were all born in this situation.
Mm-hmm. So that was the language they grew up around.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just curious as to why it's English.
Yeah, no, that's a very great point. You'd think after at least a couple generations, the languages would start diverging slightly.
Right.
What was that?
I understand.
Well, yeah.
We had an Audible thrown out from the sidelines.
Yeah, we're not sponsored by them.
No, we're not sponsored by Audible, though. Call us Audible.
Hit us up, baby.
Not sponsored. Could be sponsored.
Available.
We will sell out. They do mix in a lot of Spanish.
Yes.
A little Spanish.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Sure.
And which is what suggested to me, hey, that's who they're trying to be descended from. This is ruined, of course, by the fact that Naomi is blonde.
Very white. But she fucking nailed that part. She really did.
Part of it was that her brow was low the entire movie.
Yeah, she was very, like, permanent scowl.
I was hoping that you would not, like, explain what you were doing with your face.
Oh,
just like, glare at the microphone for a hot second and expect them to know.
I can't see my forehead.
She kind of had the I can't see my forehead look.
Right.
The whole movie, and I loved it.
It was really good, and she had an air of confidence, an air of survivalism,
mm-hmm.
on top of an air of not knowing, like, because basically this has like the fish out of water sort of scenario, mm-hmm. where you've got the dude who was in the Brotherhood, they throw into the hunt, they're like, fuck you, dude, you're part of the hunt now, and he sort of joins them,
mm-hmm.
and so he's trying to communicate like different things. They're like, what the fuck are you talking about? They both speak English, but ideas they're trying to communicate. And she has a very, like, what the fuck are you talking about face?
Yeah,
permanently.
Yeah. Permanently throughout the whole movie. Ugh. And it works.
Yeah.
There are a lot of really great scenes where he's trying to explain, like, tactics and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. how to use the weapons.
Mm-hmm. That was a good scene.
And he has to explain to them, hey, this isn't magic.
Right.
Even yes. though the shields are clearly just magic.
Yes.
Because it's like, it can't be penetrated.
Yeah, but you'll still feel the kinetic energy. Which, I mean...
I do like that they explained that, like, you still have mass.
Yeah.
And things hitting you will still hurt.
Yes.
So don't get hit.
Right, which can... Because when you think, oh, they have a shield, other than on their mouth and nose, that, oh, they'll just get shot, not feel it, and keep going. They're like juggernauts. But right. I like the fact that there was that little caveat that, like, no, you'll still feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there were a couple scenes where they just overwhelm someone by shooting them because they're getting shot, and
right.
bullets have a lot of energy,
yeah, yeah.
and it can, like, stun you for a while.
Right. You basically get taken down by shock.
Yeah. It's just like, ow.
This movie did do a lot of good sci-fi.
It did.
Which is interesting in a movie called Children of the Hunt that came out in 2009 on a shoestring budget.
Right.
And claims to be a horror/thriller.
Yeah, that, I mean, ugh. It's an action movie starring a
there
dude
was
who
nothing.
Looks like David Spade.
He does look a lot like David Spade.
Looks like a lot like David Spade.
There is nothing in here to justify this Hunger Games-ass cover.
No! Like you said, it's so much closer to, like, Predator... Or Starship Troopers.
It's just the most dangerous game with Starship Troopers tone and a lot of scenes basically ripped from Predator.
But what? And actually, when I was looking stuff up, it had a different cover originally.
Yeah. This is definitely...
This is definitely aping
Hunger Games.
Games.
Like, no question.
Let the games begin? I mean, come on.
Right. There was actually only one game.
Yeah, there was one hunt.
We open on the tail end of a hunt.
Yes.
Where two guys are, like, getting cocky or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Well, one guy uses a firearm to kill one of the guys. Because they give you a firearm in case, like, you're in a really bad situation. But you're not allowed to use a firearm in the hunt.
Right.
Because they don't want the hunted to get firearms, I imagine.
That's almost entirely what I would
That's what I...
It is.
Yeah, they didn't say why. But then it's like, fucking...
But probably also, like... Not only that, but at the same time, like, I don't know, because let me work through this.
Yeah.
Let me work through this thought.
I can come up with some other fucking mouth bits to spew out my craw. The first time I saw Brotherhood of Mars, I thought of Fallout and Red Faction.
Like if they had a baby?
Yeah.
That would have been a cool movie.
Right? Red Fallout?
Did you play Red Faction?
No, I think I own it.
The Red Faction games were some of the first games in an FPS setting to have fully destroyable terrain.
Oh, I was watching Dunkey play it. And he's like, I broke down that tower and then gets crushed. That sort of thing. Looked really fun. That was Red Faction Guerrilla.
Yeah, that's the best one.
Yeah. I might have it. I just haven't played it yet.
It's okay.
Yeah.
The basic plot is almost
Children of the Hunt.
Because you're like a miner and like basically you have aggressive union negotiations.
Oh, with guns.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
You're right about one thing, Master. Negotiations were short.
That is the best line in all of the prequel trilogies, and I will fight anyone that disagrees with me.
What about Obi-Wan in episode 3 saying, oh, this is going to be easy, sarcastic smile, nod?
Basically, Obi-Wan's a treasure, and we should...
Oh, Obi-Wan's fantastic!
We should keep him safe.
Yes.
What's that?
Hello there.
He dies in episode 4? No. Oh.
Fuck.
Spoilers for episode 4, A New Hope.
From the 70s.
You don't know. People might not have seen it.
That's true. Might be 3 listening to this.
Are you implying that on everyone's 4th birthday, they have to watch episode 4, A New Hope?
I mean, why wouldn't you? Episode 4, you're 4. That's why everyone watched episode 1 when they were 1.
Duh. I don't think your experiences are universal.
No, probably not. Soda Springs.
I don't know. I don't know what I was trying to say earlier.
I'm trying to say something about something.
The reason why they wouldn't use guns.
Yes, that was it.
Is more to do with, like... You know when you... I think it's easier to go into, like... No, I know what it is. They don't want to kill too many of them. In one go.
Yeah. Humans don't multiply very quickly.
And if you use your gun, it's too easy.
Yes.
And I thought it was going to be a bunch of people going in there and shooting guns.
Exactly. I thought, like, that's when I was so sort of shocked when I saw them beating people with baseball bats.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, God. I was like,
it opens with baseball bats.
Yes. And that's one of the weapons you can choose.
Yes. You get a loadout of weapons to pick from.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, the lady in the hunting party picks a bow.
Mm-hmm.
Because
bows are allowed. Yes.
Bows are allowed. There was also a crossbow on there that nobody picked. And I'm like, why not pick the crossbow?
Yeah. Did no one have the skill levels for it?
I mean, yeah, you do need the skill levels in order to, like, have appreciable hit rating for it.
Fuck, man.
What?
I haven't played WoW since Burning Crusade.
That was one of the last times that you needed to do that.
Oh, okay.
That's
years ago.
Yeah. Well,
oh, no.
Good for you. Stay out. Yeah. Stay clean, brother.
We both went for the same joke.
All the weapons look like toys.
They did.
Every single weapon.
They did.
Especially the weapons that the natives had.
Mm-hmm.
They look like toys or something haphazardly thrown together.
Yes.
Please stop snapping that. Great.
See, it's behind the mic.
Yeah, you can still hear it.
I know.
You can hear it on mine.
I know. Great.
We're in a room.
What?
I know. We're not doing this outside. Speaking of outside, most of this... most of this movie takes place outside, and that has advantages and disadvantages. The primary advantage is that you don't have to work too hard to make it look like you're outside.
No, not at all.
The major downside is that the sound is awful.
Oh, the sound was not good. Like, I had to constantly turn it up, turn it down. The levels were all over the place.
Because they're outside and basically no one's wearing a shirt.
Right. So you can't do them.
Yeah, you can't do a lav. A lavalier mic, for those of you at home, mm-hmm. Is the kind that goes like under an article of clothing and
it's
you
like
can hear
the tiny little one you clip to your shirt. It's also a prestige class for paladin.
Lavalier?
Yeah. Don't know why that one got
That wasn't
you.
Funny.
I know.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's not a whole lot to say about it.
No, it was
I honestly. Oh,
yes.
My favorite part.
Yes.
About the whole film.
Yes.
So this came out in 2009.
Yes.
And I don't know if you realize this, but a lot of advances in like personal tech and stuff have happened since 2009.
Mm-hmm.
But we see a person in a bar smoking a pipe.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized nobody in this future vapes. Is that the good timeline?
That's a great question. I don't know. I assume it's the good timeline because everyone uses book lights as PDAs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Book lights are the best cheap sci-fi.
You guys have seen this one. It's the one where you press a button and it, like, unfolds slowly.
Yeah.
And then you clip it. You can get them at, like, the dollar store or whatnot. But they look so much like a like a sci-fi, like handheld
device. Because the unfurling is very like slow, it's like, and like it's like a robot arm.
Yeah. Oh, it's so sick. So they had lots of those.
Pretty much every single person that was like hunting down our boy.
So good.
Had one of those.
Speaking of boys, one fell down a shaft. I can't stop thinking about that scene because it's so goddamn funny.
That's the corn of this movie.
His children falling down concrete holes while punctured by two arrows.
Well, when you put it like that, it seems
weird. See, I thought for sure he would have died.
Yeah, a 10-foot fall when you already have two arrow wounds.
And a lot of blood loss.
Like,
yeah. He survived. The kid survived, and then we see a scene where we assume he's shot.
He's... So our, like, team of intrepid heroes...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, this is at the very end of the movie.
Yeah.
In what I will tentatively call Act 3.
Yep.
Our heroes are, like, storming the headquarters, and this kid is like, what's going on? And he's got, like, his IV with him.
Yeah, he's in a hospital after getting...
And it's supposed to be full of, like, what I assume is fake blood.
Well, either fake blood or some future medicine.
But it looks like it's Coca-Cola.
Yeah, because most of the time in the modern days... you either have a saline bag.
Yeah, which is just clear.
A saline bag that they inject clear medicine into.
Right.
Usually when you're getting a blood transfusion, they don't allow you to walk around for that.
No, because that's a terrible idea.
Yeah. But yeah, no, he was just getting intravenous root beer.
Which I can't imagine. Oof. The corn syrup alone.
Oh my God. Oof. Yeah. Let alone the carbonation.
Yeah. That's gonna cause problems.
You're gonna have like heart burps.
Maybe the gunfire was a blessing. he just runs into our.
He's walking around, and then like all of the people who were the hunted, who have now killed a lot of hunters and taken all their gear, show up because they're basically taking over this hunt facility.
Mm-hmm.
And so they show up and they see this kid.
And
the main guy is like, oh no, it's just the kid. And he's like, And Naomi, who previously was the person who shot this kid with arrows.
Yeah. She's like, you!
And then he goes, ah! And then well, you don't hear gunshots.
No, she does shoot him.
What? I didn't hear any gunshots. I thought it just, like, cut. Went to guy in space.
I swear to God there were gunshots. We're not going to check.
Okay, no, it's fine.
You're probably right.
We're going to assume we're both right.
Yeah.
It was like a superposition of states.
Yeah, yeah. As long as we never check, we're both right.
Exactly. Schrodinger's dead child.
Schrodinger's child.
You shut up. But
I mean, he's dead either way.
Schrodinger's gunshots. Yeah, he either dies from intravenous root beer or dies from
hail of gunfire.
Lots of gunshots. But yeah, because our main character... Morgan. He was the one that stopped her from...
I'd like to once again let you all in podcast land know he had to check the...
I always have to check names. But he was the one that stopped Naomi from...
From killing him the first time.
Yes, because she shot him the second time. And he's like, nope! Or the first time, and then he's like, nope. And then she got out and shot him again, and then he got away.
Mm-hmm.
Which was so funny. It was... I don't know what it was.
There's two things that TJ really likes in this world. Corn and child murder.
That's my headstone. But, oh man.
I'm going to play corn at your funeral.
Yeah.
The band.
Yeah. I thought you were just going to have a cob and like drumsticks.
How would I play it with ice cream?
Fucking. God.
I'm the worst.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But otherwise, I mean, I didn't write too much. What notes did I write? Let's see.
Yeah, we sort of stopped writing notes and started watching the movie. The soundtrack.
Oof. We saw the credits at the end, and it looked like three, like, really, really, really indie bands.
They were probably local.
Very local. There's, like, what, Greensboro, North Carolina, yep. Or something like that? But one of them seriously sounded like a dude pitch shifted his voice down an octave and burped while singing.
I would like to sing a song for you tonight.
So goddamn funny.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't understand a word, a phrase, other than, like, she dropped the kids off at the pool.
So they had to be a comedy band, right?
They had to be, because it was, like,
it sounded like nu metal or like hard rock sort of stuff. Yeah.
Actually, stuff that was kind of like decently popular in 2009.
A little bit like Rammstein sort of thing.
Yeah.
But when you say the phrase "drop the kids off at the pool," it sounded like the words we did catch. I'm like, this is nowhere.
This cannot
near.
Be the lyric.
This is nowhere near what we think this song should be.
Yeah. It was used at inappropriate times.
Very.
Half of the soundtrack sounded like stuff a grandpa listens to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the other half sounds like awful.
Badly made metal music on a Casio.
Yeah.
It was great.
Nary an actual drum to be found.
Oh, man. There were a couple songs where I'm like, you can't even hear the drums are that bad.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like a click.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. But I really enjoyed this.
This movie might go into our like bad movie night rotation.
Yeah, this is really, really fun. It's,
if you can find a copy of this, I don't recommend it, but I also couldn't stop you.
Right. Because, man, it's, if you're into like bad movies at all, or I would even say like low budget movies, B movies.
Yeah. This is definitely a good B movie.
Yeah, go for it, because it's so much fun.
It's not going to unseat something like Birdemic or Troll 2.
It's not artistically bad.
I think it is.
Yeah?
I think it. This is a movie where they're trying.
I should have said it's not like avant-garde bad. They're definitely trying in this movie, 100%.
The thing that makes like I don't want to use good bad because
right.
Other podcasts are available.
Right.
But
entertaining bad.
What makes an entertaining bad movie
mm-hmm.
is when they're being earnest.
Yes. And this, they definitely are.
They're definitely trying to be earnest, and I think this is very entertaining bad.
Yes.
Whereas like a bad movie is like they're either self-aware or they're just not putting in the effort.
Yeah, they're either trying too hard to be bad, which can be just torturous.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's no effort whatsoever and no one cares.
Right.
And those are the kind of movies where even if you're completely blasted on your poison of choice, you find nothing in.
I like asbestos.
Yes. I prefer arsenic. But it's super fun. The characters are fun. The actors are pretty darn good. I thought the actors were good.
With what they were given?
Yeah.
They were all pretty solid.
They were in their roles.
I believed every single person.
Yeah. Oh, man.
There wasn't a single person that I wasn't meant to find fake. Because the ads, like, obviously.
Sure. Well, they're meant to be sort of like vapid.
Right. And yeah. That's good. That's intentional.
That's one thing, actually.
Mm-hmm.
In the first like act or so, there was very much that RoboCop-y Starship Troopers-y vibe mm-hmm. with those ads. And yeah, those were gone.
Yeah, it sort of drops.
Yeah.
Once the movie becomes Predator, it sort of just stops being
It does
else.
Feel like three distinct
yeah.
sort of movies.
Because the first scene is whatever, mm-hmm. and then it turns into sort of, you were right, RoboCop,
like
Starship
tongue
Troopers.
Tongue-in-cheek.
Right.
Almost
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Yeah.
Because it has a phone sex line.
Yeah, 1-9000 Jack Hoff or
yeah.
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Jack Holf, but she pronounced it
Jack
Hoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to have a party and just a sex party.
And we're probably going to have sex at
lots
it. Of hot sex.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was a funny bit.
Yep.
It
sort of came out of nowhere because the transition because it was implied to be like the guy at the control center was watching it while
right.
during this hunt, and he was
yeah,
just
yeah.
like, because oh, it's a normal hunt, I'm just gonna watch an ad for porn. And
I assume he was watching TV.
Yeah,
the
future equivalent.
Which another thing this movie failed to predict
Netflix.
Is that we would watch TV without ads unless you're Hulu.
Hulu!
But, yeah. I mean, you can't expect 2009 to predict what would happen
sure,
in 2018.
Sure. Like, I can't expect now to predict 2025 unless that prediction is nuclear holocaust.
In which case, yeah. Well,
yeah, that's
it.
Absolutely.
Hell, 1995 tried to predict 1996 and didn't work out very
failed
well.
Miserably. What was I getting on that? Oh, yeah, so it felt the transition was weird because it just mm-hmm. went to it.
Yeah.
Like, full screen.
It was a lot like the movie went to commercial.
Yeah.
And I think that was the point.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't expect it.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't happen again after we get, like, our explanation of how the shields work.
Well, and yeah, the next time it actually makes sense because it's in the context of, like, the mm-hmm. the laser tag-ass training montage before the game. Yeah.
It does feel a lot like laser tag, which I actually really, like, appreciated.
Right.
It felt like, oh, they're going on, like, a, you know, a haunted train tour.
Yeah.
And they had to have the rules explained
to them. All right, everyone, no sticking your arms outside the train.
Because a wolf might bite you.
Yeah, ooh. Although this time there's a lot more murder.
Just a little bit.
Just a teens. Just
there's a couple more murders.
Yeah.
We should have done a kill count.
Ah, oh, fudge. Yeah.
I could probably do one in my head right now. Hold on. So...
Does
the black guy in the beginning die?
The one holding the girl that died?
No, the DC, the guy who discharged
I don't
his
think
firearm,
he's killed.
Which I think is why he's named DC, Discharge.
He kills two.
He kills two.
No,
he kills three.
Because he said he was going for the hat trick.
Right, he kills three people. Guy he was with does not die.
No, at least kills one, though, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's four.
We're going to assume DC lives.
Yep. Just arrested.
Right.
Well, Spoonie Moose beats the fuck out of him.
Right. That's why I'm asking if he got...
Oh, I don't...
If he died from
that. I don't think he died.
I don't think he died.
No.
Then we have... And then we don't have another one for a while.
Nope.
German
guy gets German decapitated.
Guy, we lose a couple... Natives.
Yep.
I don't think anyone dies for a while. Then we lose fucking...
Then we lose four.
Four,
from that hunting party. Then another five. No, then... Because the second hunting party at the very end, they kill all of them.
Yeah.
And then they... Yeah, the fifth guy in that first hunting party they didn't kill because they made him part of the hunt because mm-hmm. they're assholes. So that's like what?
16.
And the kid.
Yeah, we're assuming.
We're assuming he got riddled with bullets.
16 and a half, he might not have died.
It's true.
Schrodinger's number.
Yeah, 16 and a half. Yep. Which is, yep.
I think, yeah, we can assume that.
Do we assume Spoonie Moose got killed? No, he barricaded himself. That's what they were explaining in the space station. Side note, there's a space station.
I thought they were talking about the guy at the computer.
That is Spoonie Moose.
Is that him?
The guy with the ponytail? Yeah.
Oh, I never caught that they were the same guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the same guy.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, we call him Spoonie Moose because he looks like a combination of Spoonie and Brutal Moose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see that necessarily.
Okay.
But I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't have made that leap.
Sure. It's not like a... top half of one person, bottom half of the other sort of thing. It's more like
it's a little bit
like a blending.
Like if you morphed their faces together.
Yeah, if you did like one of those face morphs.
Yeah.
But he was a fun character. Because he was like the guy that did all the really shitty Minority Report UI stuff.
How did we go this long without mentioning the best name in this entire movie?
Tavis,
what was his last name? It's not on there.
Fuck.
Hold on.
Tavis. Does it start with a G?
No, it's right with a K.
Keely.
Tavis Keely. Special Agent Tavis Keely.
Tavis. It's like if Travis forgot the letter R.
Like, Tavis Keely.
Tavis.
And they say it a lot.
Yeah. Tavis! Where are you, Tavis? Agent Keely! Tavis!
His name is the one we hear most often.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by Morgan, followed by Naomi.
Yes.
And then we hear basically no other names.
Tavis is sort of... He's the Huntmaster... So he runs the game.
Yeah.
Guy with ponytail, Spoonie Moose, is the guy that actually runs the systems for the game.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like the two heads at
well, it's
the
like
Hunt
a,
Station
it's
22.
Like Muldoon and Samuel Jackson.
From?
Jurassic Park.
Oh! Okay. So...
Like Muldoon is the hunting guy.
Right.
What else?
But yeah, so the Huntmaster guy, he's the one that... throws Morgan
out for having empathy?
Yeah, something.
I guess he starts speaking out like, hey, what we're doing is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because he saw one, like...
one of the hunted
one
people.
Sympathetic moment.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was very, very quick.
And then he's immediately thrown out. Ends up giving him a butterfly knife.
Because they're friends.
Because they're frenzies.
Man, that would have been so good if he killed him with a butterfly knife.
Yeah.
That as opposed been, to, that like... That would have been poetic.
As opposed to bullet.
Yeah, as opposed to... Well, Naomi just shot him.
Yeah, with bullet.
Yeah. Just end his misery with the knife. That would have been good.
And then, like, leave it in him?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Anyway. So he gets that, and then he's a wild, wild character, because he screams a lot.
He's very, like...
He interrogates the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you... Like, he interrogated a child.
We never got resolution on what happened to his dad.
No, he gets the dad for this kid, who is... It's he's
the
like
the dad takes the kid on his first hunt.
Right,
he's like, you can't be some sort of pussy child.
Which, no son of mine's gonna be no queer non poor person killer.
Yeah, it was that kind of character.
Kind of looked like fat Bill Engvall.
Yeah, a little bit, you know, like fat old Bill Engvall. And then the kid was like, "Okay, dad."
Because the kid was a huge nerdling.
Oh, he was
bringing back my favorite word.
Yep, just get a shirt with that on it. But he, yeah, so he, since the kid was the one that was shot,
mm-hmm.
and Naomi was also the one that killed one of the hunts people.
Right.
They wanted to go after the person that did it. They didn't know initially. So they locked the dad of the kid up, took the kid to the hospital, and interrogated him there. Because, I mean, if he didn't, he would have died. He had his binder full of... women, pictures of the women that are mm-hmm. the people being hunted, and he's like, do you recognize this one? He's like slamming the binder into this kid's rib cage,
and this kid
who's high on painkillers,
just woke up,
yeah,
from a morphine coma.
Yeah, he's like, is it this one? And he goes,
she's old, like,
she's
your
old
mom.
Like your mom. And I'm like, fucking give this kid an Oscar,
because I know if I was fucked up on a lot of morphine and some detective was trying to, like, intimidate me, I'd be like, bitch, you can't hurt me.
Just give me more morphine. And then the kid has a fit when he sees Naomi.
Right.
He's like, oh, she's gonna shoot me. And then they give him more morphine.
And he passes out.
He passes the fuck out.
Which can't be good for that kid's development.
Nah. He's what? 12? 13?
Yeah.
He was, you know, a little youngin'. But,
and he's got PTSD.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
And a butt injury.
And a hole through his shoulder.
And then he gets shot later.
Oh, we forgot. The dad yells the phrase.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody, what was, I think you wrote it down.
I didn't write it down.
Oh, shit. It was something like, get someone to get, like, pull an arrow out of my kid's ass or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was brilliant.
Somebody come pull this arrow out of my kid's ass.
Yes, yes. It, oh. And this is after he fell 10 feet onto solid concrete.
There's no way that kid survived that fall.
No. He would have gone, oh my.
It Maybe was they're hardier so, in the future.
So funny. So goddamn funny. That
it was such a fast, like,
yeah, it was shoop. It was like,
he fell at terminal velocity after 10 feet. Yeah. That kid's aerodynamic is shit.
Oh my god. It was... so well done.
This movie might be worth watching just for that scene alone.
Seriously. Although we will provide you that,
definitely.
That scene. God almighty.
Good lord.
This was so much fun.
I would recommend this for bad movie aficionados.
Mm-hmm.
And you could probably find it somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Just a side note, though. In case you watch this movie, it does end on a sequel bait.
Yes.
Which I'm not sure could possibly happen.
Because the guy died after this was made.
Right.
Yeah, which is very sad because I was really excited until I found out he had died.
Right.
Because I'm like, damn, I want a sequel.
Right.
I want a fucking sequel. Yeah. So the bait is basically there's, I assume, the guy who runs all the hunts, like who owns the company.
Yeah, he's in the spaceship.
He's in a space station, and every now and then the guy will be like, giving him updates on what's happening. And
he's just like...
Like, the constant, like, yes, master, like, minion thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the very end, he's like, well, if you don't want something done, you gotta do it yourself. And he does, like, some bad karate poses and then grabs his equipment.
Including a katana.
Yeah. And that's, like, the very end is him with the katana, right?
The Buster Sword.
Dude, I forgot about the Buster Sword!
One of the fucking hunted has a buster sword for some reason.
We never see it other than the scene where they're marching to get ready for the hunt.
And like he just has it, and he's just holding it on his shoulder like he's Cloud fucking Strife.
It's fucking huge.
It's a big, big sword.
Big old giant's knife. This thing is...
The kind of sword that you would not want to ever have.
No. Where its mere gravitational pull could kill you.
This is a fucking claymore.
Yes.
And like...
It is like 3 feet wide and 17 feet long. I think I got those measurements right.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And it...
And
oh,
three children thick.
Three twice shot children thick.
Possibly thrice.
Like a kid kebab. Oh no.
A kid kebab?
Fuck, that kid nailed his goddamn roll though.
That kid got nailed by several arrows.
Oof, yeah. Those looked impactful. Like they weren't even like bad arrow CG either.
No.
Like it was CG arrows for a couple of them.
But... When he was getting hit, they were CG.
But
the makeup after mm-hmm. was definitely like
it was pretty good.
Good like arrow makeup.
Yeah.
The makeup in this movie, surprisingly good.
Pretty good. There were a couple blood squirts that were really bad.
Well, yeah, but like when you have a budget of 4.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it got improved from 3.
No, they had a Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking for 1.
We hit our goal. Can we get to 1? We have a stretch goal at 2. What's the stretch goal? More blood scenes.
Better blood.
Yeah. Big blood.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Overall,
I'd give this a 7.5 out of 10.
I give this a children out of hunt.
I know why you picked this movie, because it reminded you of Children of the Corn.